This is Lesson 12 of Sports Math.
The joy of victory, the bitter taste of defeat, and the thrill of success in mathematics. These are yours in Sports Math, the learning program designed to improve your math skills in exciting sports action settings.
That ball has gone for a home run into the left field stands. How did you like that one, Allie?
That was quite a shot, Dylan. And it gives the Tigers a 3-0 lead. But more important than that, that was the 2,736th hit of Al Kaline's career.
And what a career it's been, spanning 18 years.
I wonder how many hits per year Al has averaged.
There's no need for you to wonder, sports fans. If you solve number one on your score sheet, you'll know the answer to Allie's question. We're going to learn to solve division a shorter way than the way we've been doing it. Look at example 1A. By dividing 18 into 2,736, we'll find out how many hits per year Al Kaline averaged. What we're going to do is take each digit in the dividend, 2,736, as we come to it. The first digit in the dividend is 2. Do you see it there? 18, the divisor, will not fit into 2. What should we do next? We'll combine the 2 with the next digit, 7, to make 27. Will 18 go into 27? Yes, it will. How many times will 18 go into 27? Two 18s would be 36, and that's too large. So, 18 goes into 27 only one time. Look at example 1b. 1 has been written in the quotient. You'll notice that the 1 is written right over the 7, since it was 27 that the divisor went into one time. Now, pay careful attention to the place that the 1 has been written in. It is over the hundreds place of the dividend. The dividend is 2,736, and the 1 is written over the 700. That means that the 1 is really in the hundreds place, and so that makes it a 100. We must now multiply that 100 by the divisor. 100 times 18 is, of course, 1,800. We write that 1,800 beneath the dividend. You can see in example 1b that this has already been done. Now we have to subtract in order to see how much of the 2,736 remains. That subtraction has been done in example 1c. Still looking at 1C, we must now ask ourselves how many 18s there are in 936. Once more, we're going to look at 936 one digit at a time. How many 18s go into 9? Of course, no 18s will fit into 9, so we combine the 9 with the next digit and ask how many 18s go into 93. Well, that takes some figuring on the side. But with a little help from multiplication, we find that 5 18s make 90, and that's as close to 93 as we're going to get. Now if you look at example 1D, you'll see that the 5 has been written in the tens place. The 5 is really a 50, and 50 times 18 is 900. You can see that the 900 has been written below the 936 in example 1D. Now we move over to 1E, where we subtract and find a remainder of 36. How many 18s are there in 36? There are 2. In example 1F, you can see that the 2 has been written in the quotient. Since 2 18s make exactly 36, there is no remainder. The entire quotient is 152. Were you able to follow all that? If you weren't, stop the player while you go over number one step by step. If you need even more help, reverse the tape and listen to my directions for number one again. Start the tape when you're ready to go on.
...152 hits a game over 18 years. That's quite a hitter.
He sure is, but he doesn't come close to Mickey Mantell. Mickey got 3,864 hits over a 21-year career.
Look at number two on your score sheet, sports fans. See if you can figure out how many hits per year Mickey Mantell averaged. Use number one as an example for solving number two. Remember, you'll start by asking yourself how many times 21 goes into 3. Since 21 won't go into 3, you'll ask yourself how many times 21 will go into 38. Got the idea? Stop the player while you solve number two. Start it again when you're ready. All set? Then let's see how you did. If you made a mistake anywhere along the way, mark that place in the problem. 21 went into 38 one time. The 1 should have been written above the 8, which really made that 1 a 100. 121s make 2,100, which you should have written below 3,864. Subtracting, we find a remainder of 1,764. Now we need to know how many 21s are in 1,764. Some side calculations should have led you to see that 8 21s make 168, and that is as close to 176 as you are going to get. The 8 goes above the 6 in 3,864. Since the 8 is in the tens place, that makes it 80. 80 times 21 makes 1,680. Subtracting, we get a remainder of 84. Finally, you should have recognized that 4 21s make 84, and so with no remainder, the quotient was 184. That means that Mickey Mantell averaged 184 hits per year. Did you get 184? If you didn't, stop the player and fix your work before we go on.
Do you know who the two all-time champion hit-getters were, Allie?
No, Dylan, I don't.
Well, one of them was Iron Lou, and the other was Ruth.
Do you mean Babe Ruth?
No, I mean Ruth Singleton, who played in the International Women's League.
Oh, how many hits did each of them get over their careers?
Well, Iron Lou got 5,412 hits over 22 seasons, and Ruth managed 3,568 hits in 16 seasons.
Wow, Dylan. I wonder how many hits per year that averaged out to.
Sports fans, you can answer Allie's question by solving numbers 3 and 4 on score sheet number 1. Stop your player while you work and start it again when you've finished problem 4. All set? You should have found that Iron Lou averaged 246 hits per year. Did you get 246 as your answer to number 3? Then you should have found that Ruth averaged 223 hits per year. 223 should be your quotient for number 4. If you got 246 and 223 for numbers 3 and 4, that's really great. If you missed either of them, stop the player and fix your work. Okay, on to score sheet number 2.
Strike 3!
That's the 16th strikeout of the game for Tom Terrific.
And that's the 3,743rd strikeout of his career. Do you know what that means he's averaged per year over 19 years?
I haven't the slightest idea.
But we know how to figure it out, don't we, sports fans? Look at number 5 at the top of score sheet number 2. Solve that division, and you'll know Tom Terrific's average number of strikeouts per year. Stop the player while you work, and start it again when you've finished number 5. All set? Then you should have discovered that Tom averaged 197 strikeouts per year over his pitching career. Did you get 197? If you didn't, fix your work.
That's not as many strikeouts as old Satchel got.
That's true, Allie, but Satchel pitched for a lot longer than Tom, 34 years, in fact.
Right, Dylan. But over that time span, he struck out 5,542 players. I wonder what Satchel's strikeout average was.
Find out what Satchel's strikeout average was by solving number 6 on your score sheet. Stop the player while you work and start it again when you're ready. All set to check? You should have found that Satchel averaged 163 strikeouts per season. If you didn't get that answer, stop the player and fix your work.
There goes Wills heading for second. And he makes it under the tag with another stolen base.
That's Wills' 112th stolen base this year.
How does that compare with his average?
Well, in 14 previous seasons, he has stolen 1,988 bases. That makes his base stealing average. Let's see now.
Why don't you see too, sports fans? Figure out number 7 and find Will's base stealing average. Stop the player while you work and start it again when you've finished. All right. Glad you're back. Did you find a quotient of 142? Will's averaged 142 stolen bases per year. Be sure to fix your work if you made a mistake.
Did you know that 21,488 hot dogs have been eaten in 34 home games played this year, Dylan?
Wow, I wonder how that compares to the 46,424 hot dogs that were eaten in the 56 home games played last year.
What do you think, sports fans? Did the spectators eat more hot dogs per game this year or last? Solve numbers 8 and 9 on your score sheet to find out. Be careful now, because these divisions will use rather large numbers, but you'll work them the same way. Stop the player while you work and start it again when you finish number 9. Ready to check? The mustard crowd this year has consumed 632 francs per game. But last year, the total was 829 hot dogs per game. If you missed either of those, 632 or 829, fix your work after the tape has finished playing.
Just thinking of all those hot dogs makes me hungry, Dylan.
I don't blame you, Allie. I'm getting hungry, too. I think I'll go get a snack while the sports fans work on score sheet number 3.
I don't think that's fair. You'll have to wait until after they finish working before you can feed yourself.
Oh, brother. Well then, sports fans, hurry up and finish score sheet number 3. I'm getting mighty hungry.